Alternate News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump delivered the first major speech of his second term during a visit to Capitol Hill last night. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Addressing a joint session of Congress, the president said his new administration hit the ground running 6 weeks ago.
It has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action.
He also laid out his agenda to combat illegal immigration, cut the size of the federal government, and impose tariffs. Something he acknowledged may cause some temporary pain.
There'll be a little disturbance, but we're okay with that. It won't be much.
The president also announced that Ukraine's leader is ready to return to the negotiating table.
It's time to end the senseless war.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform heard testimony today from mayors of sanctuary cities across the country, including Chicago and New York City. New York Mayor Eric Adams says sanctuary policies do not mean the city is lawless.
A sanctuary city classification does not mean our city will ever be a safe haven for violent criminals. It also does not give New York City the authority to violate federal immigration laws. To the contrary, New York City will always comply with city, state, and federal laws as it does now.
President Trump is granting a one-month exemption on his stiff new tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada for U.S. automakers. Worries persist that the newly launched trade war could crush domestic manufacturing. The announcement comes after Trump spoke with leaders of the big three automakers, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis, on Wednesday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 485 points. The Nasdaq rose 267. This is SRN News. A snapshot of America's LGBT population.
It's a wide-ranging new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that people who identify as gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender tend to be young. More than one-third of Gen Z and millennials identify this way, compared to just 11% of baby boomers. Women are about twice as likely as men to be LGBT. Members of that community are overwhelmingly liberal politically, and more than half say they're non-religious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man from Tunisia has been sentenced to life in prison without parole in France for the murders of three people at a church in 2020. During his trial, the 25-year-old admitted responsibility for the attack on a basilica in the French Riviera city of Nice. He said he wanted to avenge Muslims killed around the world by Western nations. The attack was the third in less than 2 months that year. This is SRN News. China will take a more proactive fiscal policy, boosting new tech and foreign investment to achieve its 2025 growth target.
The Chinese government has unveiled an annual economic growth target of around 5%, despite the possible negative impact of a looming trade war with the US, and is pledging to address what it calls inadequate consumer spending at home. As well as encouraging foreign investment, Chinese Premier Li Qiang says we'll unleash the creativity of the digital economy and continue to push forward AI plus programs. We'll vigorously develop new generation intelligent terminals and smart manufacturing equipment. The government's annual report places more emphasis on reviving domestic demand and consumption than last year's version, echoing a shift by the ruling Communist Party at meetings in December. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.